Pakistan accuses Indian military of shooting at UN officials. By BenQ on December 18, 2020. Pakistan accused the Indian military on Friday of shooting at a vehicle carrying two officers from the United Nations Military Observer Group. Dawn quoted Pakistan Foreign Office spokesperson Zahid Hafiz Shouri as claiming that Indian border forces engaged in unprovoked firing near Kashmir at UN officials traveling to meet victims of alleged Indian ceasefire violations. According to Shouri, the shooting resulted in damage to the vehicle, but the officials escaped unhurt. The reprehensible act of unprovoked firing by India on the UNMOSHIP officers is indicative of a new low in the conduct of Indian occupation troops, Shouri said. Pakistan's Inter-Services Public Relations ISPR announced on Twitter that Indian forces had deliberately targeted a UN vehicle containing two military observers in a new low for the Indian Army. According to the statement, Indian Army resorted to unprovoked fire in Kairiko sector of #lock. Indian troops deliberately targeted a United Nations vehicle with two military observers on board, en route to interact with CFV victims in Pola's village in Kairiko sector. It must be noted that the UN vehicles are clearly recognizable even from long distances due to their distinct make and type and clearly visible markings. While the vehicle was damaged, the two UNMOS luckily remained unharmed. They were safely rescued and evacuated by Pakistan Army to Rawalpindi. Such illegal and unlawful acts against all established international norms signify malintent of Indian Army to target not only innocent civilians residing along the line of control but UN peacekeepers as well. This act only goes to show Indian Army's complete disregard to principles enshrined in the UN Charter. It is indeed a new low for Indian Army. Indian officials denied the report. The reports emerging from the Pakistan side regarding attacks on UN vehicles are completely false and factually incorrect, an unnamed alleged military source told the Hindustan Times. There was no firing from the Indian side in this sector on Friday. Since movements of UN vehicles are known in advance, the question does not arise of any such firing. The allegations are baseless. The allegations are the latest example of the ongoing tensions between India and Pakistan close to the line of control, as the two sides continue their bitter dispute over the territories of Jammu and Kashmir. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi declared this year that his forces could defeat Pakistan in less than a week if war eventually broke out. Pakistan lost three wars to India in the past, Modi told a group of military officers in New Delhi. India's military will need less than 7 days to make Pakistan bite the dust. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.